Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Tuesday evening, Markets and Company News, and I'm in conversation with Chantal Marks, Investment Research Head at FNB Wealth and Investments. Chantal, let's start with the overall market, the JSE over 101,000 points, late afternoon trade pulling back slightly. What was driving it, and do you think this current run can sustain?
Well, we've seen this run really be pushed higher by resources stocks, and in particular, the gold miners. And then I think to a certain extent, Naspers and Prosus doing very well over the last few months has also helped. Together, those companies make up over 15% of the index. So I think it can be sustained, but the main reason I think it can be sustained is because the rest of the market still seems undervalued. So if we look at SA Inc. making up about 50% of the JSE, I think there's still some room to go there, and that will probably push us higher over the next few months.
Having said that, though, where do you see risk in this scenario?
So I do see risk in terms of a offshore equity sell-off. If we see any sort of risk off sentiment offshore, because we know that some of the offshore markets are very expensive, notably the US, there's a lot of political and geopolitical chaos going on. If we see this type of sell-off occur, it will be risk off, and it will mean that we could see outflows from the South African equity market. And in that case, I would expect a reversal.
Let's talk about the currency now, Chantal. So first of all, just a quick view on Rand performance today, a little bit stronger, but perhaps more interesting is finally the Competition Commission saying it's going to defend its authority to prosecute banks accused of manipulating the rand. And this is a long-running battle between the banks and the Competition Commission. And all of it, if I'm not mistaken, ends up in the Constitutional Court next week.
Yes, I mean, if we look at the rand specifically, quite strong today, actually. So the absolute move relative to the US dollar is quite small. But in the context of other major crosses, the rand has strengthened against almost every major currency in the world today. So it's actually a pretty good performance today. In terms of the Competition Commission story, I think it's become a matter of principle now. So I think that getting to the highest court of the land will be quite important in establishing just where the Competition Commission has jurisdiction. It's been dragging on, as you say, forever. And I think if we can finally get some clarity in this regard, it will be quite positive. Of course, some banks have already paid settlements, some of these international banks. Others have been taken off the initial list of banks being investigated, but I think there's still some lingering concerns.
So I think what I'm hearing you saying is that more than anything, it's more procedural and perhaps a bit of pride at stake.
Yes, I do think so. I think procedural precedence needs to be created, yeah. And I think that's probably the main story, yeah, but you can never take pride out of the equation, can you?
No, never. The national dialogue, Chantal, there's been a lot of contention around this with certain key players pulling out. It's still going to go ahead amid this growing public scrutiny. I'm interested to know, it's such an interesting and important initiative, how business and the market is viewing this. Is this being factored into any equations?
So I don't think so. I think it's being viewed almost through the same lens as broader kind of political dynamics playing out at the moment. So an extension of existing political risk, I'd say. So that's why you won't see big market reactions when parties decide to move out of it. My hope as a South African citizen is that we actually get something concrete out of this national dialogue in whichever format it takes on. But as a market participant, I don't see it having any sort of near-term impact, the chaos around it or the dialogue itself.
Let's look at a couple of company statements out today, and Sasol saying that it expects a sharp increase in full-year earnings, saying this is supported by higher chemicals prices and cost-cutting measures. And the share price, though, has really been on the back foot over the past year or so, maybe even longer, but up today by almost 8%.
Yes, so we have seen a really strong share price reaction from Sasol as a result of this update. As I'm looking at my screen now, close to 10% higher on the day. But as you rightly say, I mean, the share price has been under pressure for a really long time. Over the last year, it's down 34%. Over 3 years, it's down 76%. So a lot of value destruction taking place there. And if we look at this specific result, it looks really good on the face of it. I mean, if we've got headline earnings per share of between 33 and 36 rand odd, that places the company on a very low earnings multiple. But there are some one-offs in there. So, as you mentioned, higher chemicals basket prices and strict cost controls, but a 4.3 billion rand Transnet settlement in there that's not going to reoccur, a reduction in their provisions for asset rehabilitation, which is not going to reoccur, and then some unrealized translational valuation and valuation gains that are also unlikely to occur. So it's a beat. It's better than the market expected, but I wouldn't say it's a high quality beat. I think long-suffering shareholders won't really care at this point.
Chantal, explain this to me. Over the past year or so, we've had soaring PGM prices, yet shares in Impala Platinum today down by just under 5%, the group flagging weaker earnings for the year to end June. What's the issue here?
Well, it does seem as if they had some specific production issues. So when you look at their operations, they're very dependent on the operational performance of those operations and it running smoothly in order to benefit from higher PGM prices. Additionally, if you think about PGM pricing over the last year, we've only recently started seeing some support coming through. So for most of the year, the company had very low platinum group metal prices to contend with, and a stronger rand, which also impacted them negatively. They also mentioned that inflationary cost pressures have been quite significant, which I think the market really didn't like, because the rest, especially when it comes to pricing in the rand, Impala can't really help for. Hopefully, it gets better, because I do think that PGM pricing is supportive, and they hopefully will also be able to get more metal out of the ground.
And just a final item of company news. I see Pepkor getting the nod to acquire Legit and other sister brands. It's a big foray into the adult wear market. This is good news for Pepkor. Has it been reflected in the share price?
Yes, so we knew about this for quite some time. I think the fact that they finally got the nod means that investors can now kind of filter it into their estimates for the company going forward. It's not going to move the needle by much initially. I think that Pepkor probably will look at increasing store rollouts and putting their credit offering into those specific brands, and that I think could be incrementally a little bit more meaningful. But I think it's nice that they're expanding outside of just the super value, super discount space with Ackermans and Pep, and moving into adult wear exposure at a different level, I think.
Chantal Marx, Investment Research Head, FNB Wealth and Investments, thank you very much indeed. 1027.